Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, July 2024 to June 2025.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back to Cowboys and Indians, 1901 Taft. We want you to come on by. Haas is here. Apparently, when he's not playing golf, he's here. And he's ready for you to come on by and eat. Want to eat? Get on over here. The Sunrise Quesadilla, excellent. But he's going to be open for lunch as well. We're going to have all the shows here all day long. The bar is open. You know, Fred and AJ, they're beer snobs. So you better have some really crappy craft beers, whatever they're called. All right? You got to have – all right? Yeah, they're beer snobs. Yeah, I'm a Coors Light guy. All right? Just that's – I'm happy. No, it's Lent. I don't drink during Lent. You don't know about this. Okay? It's Lent. Lent is – Jesus said no one should drink during Lent. That's what he said. There's nothing I can do about it. So here we are, and we want you to come on by 1901 Taft and hang out with us today. This is a great day to start drinking early. So let's go. We got callers still on the line. David, is he still there, Harrison? Let's get David in here. This Rockets talk has got people fired
let's
up.
Let's go then.
Let's go, David.
Hey, John and Lance. Yeah, I wanted to just, again, Lance, your analysis and John, too, the proper mix of solid insight and humor really goes a long way. I want to talk a little bit more about Maury because those of the fans here that did not have to live through Ray Patterson and Steve Patterson and just ongoing, mess screw-ups during the draft and free agency don't realize what we have in Maury and Luenow, as well. But, I'm over 50, so I had to live through the epic collapse in Buffalo and the Astros, not only in the 90s, but the 80 and 86, left true scars for those of us in the city during those years. And the Rockets, too, going back to the 70s and losing in the 80s as well, and having to listen to the national media say the 94 and 95 teams are just asterisks because of Jordan, not playing those years full seasons. I wanted to, again, I'm a Harden fan through and through. I kind of analogize it to Warren Moon a little bit. The 93-94 season, they won 11 in a row. After the Buffalo game, but again, they could not get over the hump. So I completely agree with you. It's a flashpoint in his career. They've got to get to the finals and win it, and I think they can win it this year. I really do because of some of the things you said about the four players that you talked about, Green and Mute, and just being able to switch off of Thompson and Curry during the playoffs. So again, I agree with you completely. Just comment on those things. Thanks.
Yeah, that's David, really like, and that's an X's and O's thing. That's the ability to when they try to get you matched on a bad matchup. Well, now you got guys who are long and defensive oriented who can switch. It takes away one of the big advantages that Golden State has had over the Rockets in the past. And so, what the Rockets did, which is better than what I really anticipated, is they did two things that are highly underrated. One was X's and O's, and one was chemistry. They added another wolf in the locker room, but one who is not going to be, you know, out enjoying the parties and the nightlife and stuff. It is going to be, you know, we're talking about a guy in Chris Paul who is going to make sure that things get done that need to get done to win, because he's on his, I don't want to call it last legs, but this is his last great shot. And then the X's and O's, where long guys who can switch changes the pick and roll culture of the Golden State Warriors to where it's not a huge advantage. The Rockets still do have some advantages with how they handle their pick and roll stuff, but Golden State can switch off, but Steph is still a very weak defender, where Klay Thompson is actually a very aggressive defender, and Draymond is a very good defender. If they're at full strength, it's going to be a hell of a series if the Rockets and Warriors match up. And I think the Warriors will be a small favorite in Vegas. If you really
the Warriors will be a favorite.
Really want to know
even
the
with the Rockets with home.
I think they'd be one.
As long as they're healthy.
If they're healthy, I think they'll make the Warriors 140, and I'll play the Rockets.
Yeah.
We got Rockets are a better team.
Is there anything smarter than a car chase during morning rush hour? It's on 610. 610 at Scott. We're watching it right now on the live eye. Sky.
Call in if you are in the middle of this. If you're in, what are we in? Drivers in a Ford SUV, westbound 610 South Loop at Scott is where they are now. But, I got a feeling he's getting away. I got a feeling he's going to get away. And
they always do.
I got a feeling
with helicopters.
With a helicopter, police, and 610 traffic. I swear to God, if he's headed this way just to get some of these non-quesadillas that we're having,
right,
I'm going to be really upset with you if you got this guy in that much trouble that he's racing there before he's got to get to work, because he's got to start drinking now so he can be wasted by the games. Of what you said.
So if you're on 610 near Scott, you need to cut this guy off, play chicken with him. That's the best way to go about it.
To the bad
the
man
cops
on the
want you to do this.
No, they don't. The cops want you out of this.
They want a human barricade.
They don't want a human barricade. Never listen to John. People in
this is the way.
610.
Listen, be a good. Okay, if not,
we got to keep doing a show while we're watching this. We can't.
It's impossible to do a show with a car chase.
Back out. What are we? Los Angeles. Do you know when I was? Do you know when I go into LA to do the taping stuff for NFL Network, the draft stuff? Every time I'm there, a car chase is on.
Car chase.
Every freaking time. And that's just become like one of their programs. You just
flip
the channels long enough, car chase happens.
Where all the bad people live. This may be somebody from California. And here, because I don't think anybody would do this. Anyway, we got a car chase going on, but we also got people that want to talk about our Houston Rockets. Let's get Ben in here. Ben, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, Ben?
Hey, man.
So I was just going to, chime in on, Lance was talking a little bit ago about, field goal percentages of Harden kind of dropping in the postseason. But I'm sure everybody knows by now the whole analytic thing that Daryl Morey does, where 33% is better than 50% from two.
Or it is
and
50%.
So you have to – no, it isn't, is that what you said?
It is 50%.
Wait a minute. What does that have to do with his numbers falling drastically from regular season to postseason? And he shoots 32% from three.
I actually looked at this yesterday.
He shoots 33.5%.
No, for the
if
Rockets.
If you break it down, he shoots over 50% from two, and he shoots over 33% from three. So, therefore, if you look at it broken down and you take the actual true shooting percentage, it's actually much higher than
it's actually much lower than his regular season. It doesn't change.
It is lower, but his goes up in the playoffs?
Well, you're trying.
Bryant,
this is what Daryl calls data dredging, where you're trying to take data to back your point up. Come on now. James Harden plays a worse brand of basketball in the postseason than he does in the regular season. It's not debatable. You can tell me whatever numbers. There's not any numbers where 32%, which is his Rockets' three-point percentage in the playoffs, his Rockets' three-point percentage 5 years is 32%. That's a long sample size with the Houston Rockets, and it's not good. And his turnovers to assists are 7-1 to 4-7. That's not good. Let's stop making things. Let's stop acting like
I don't
these
know
stats
about
are
not,
good.
I mean, not good. That's still 48% adjusted field goal percentage. That's still 48%
adjusted
field goal.
It's still substantially lower than
it's
it
a
is
low,
when he makes threes.
No. But not good is a different thing that's
no,
substantially
it's not.
32% lower.
32% is not considered good by NBA standards at all.
33% is.
No, it's not considered good.
It's good. It's
no,
50%
NBA
from
standards,
adjusted, it's adjusted
they,
field goal
They want
goal
you 36% or higher.
Well, they want you that. But 33% is not bad. Three is not bad from three.
I don't think you want James shooting 32.3% ever from three.
No.
And then his two-point percentage is 41%. His efficiency goes way down in the postseason. Yeah, it does.
Agree. No, and hey, listen, when Dwight was here against Portland, Dwight was the only one that showed up in that series.
Absolutely.
He was the only one, and he played his ass off.
Except when he was making stupid, you know, fouls on high, when he was bumping his on high screen and rolls, when he's picking up dumb fouls 27 feet from the basket.
Yeah.
I mean, what a dumb that was.
I don't think he's as horrific in the postseason. I just got his elimination to me. Is horrific. Elimination, James, is horrific.
Well,
did Ben go? Ben's
I'm just not a fan. I'm just not a fan of how James has played in the playoffs. And yeah. I think when you look at, you know, one of the arguments we had with, we didn't have an argument. Van Gundy brought this up to us. Tracy McGrady elevated his game in the playoffs.
Did.
And no one seemed to know that until you went to the stats and like, oh my gosh, Tracy did play well in the playoffs, better than he played in the regular season. Other guys didn't show up, yet he took all the heat. In this particular instance, James's game absolutely goes down. And one of the things that we love about players is when they elevate. Like Bagwell Biggio, we knew what they did in the playoffs.
Yeah. Right.
We know what Berkman did? He went up. And you know what? Who's that crazy guy who got tased at a Galveston wedding? Oh, Brandon Backe. Brandon Backe's regular season numbers, not good. You let him mess around and get into the postseason?
Yeah.
Oh, let me put them in a wheelbarrow so I can –
Carlos Beltran, that's where he made all his
money.
It's awesome.
I can never be mad
at
Carlos
Beltran. Thing about James Harden that you don't take into account. While his playoff offense is down, his defense in the playoffs, okay, you're not taking that into account.
Is also down.
Why don't you talk about the Rockets and stop bashing James all the time?
Wait a second, how have you switched this? It's me, Mr. Defender of the Rockets, and I'm just saying, look, the whole point of this was to say, you got to be able to enjoy this regular season because it's historic, and it's rolling into what could be an historic finish for the Houston Rockets. Your Rockets right now are the number one team in the NBA. They have a great shot at being the number one seed throughout. James Harden is the odds-on favorite to be the MVP. Did you think this was possible, Houston, before the season started? I did not, and I am glad to be wrong. If you want to lock in with your Houston Rockets and say, I'm ready to roll. They've got a special opportunity. It's a VIP opportunity where you get one price on club seats for the next 3 years. You get 3 years of season tickets for one locked-in price. There are no price increases. I don't care if they go back-to-back in winning titles. You will not see a price increase. This is a great chance for you to lock in and get VIP priority access for the postseason this year on the playoff tickets. Make sure that you call 713-677-DUNK. That's 713-627-DUNK, 713-627-DUNK, or go to Rockets.com. Extra bright, I want y'all to see this. Turn up the lights in here, baby.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, he stopped. He's hit traffic on 610. Why doesn't everybody just stop and form a human barricade? Dumbest thing ever. Everybody pulls to the side for him. No. Lance, this is a radio show, so you probably should put your headphones on.
Hold on.
Good Lord.
Is it a radio show, though, Dell?
Yes.
Dell, first of all, why would you want your car run into?
You don't know. There's a car chase going on. It's on 610.
So when your car gets run into when you're the human barricade or whatever, who's paying? You think the police just go, hey, listen, no insurance costs here.
No insurance costs.
You know what? Here's what Progressive's going to say. Progressive's going to be like,
I got rear-ended. What am I going to do?
This is your second wreck. Is he an insured driver? I don't know. He's in prison.
How about you're a great American and Progressive wants to actually charge you less from now on?
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah, because you know what the insurance companies always do?
They love
look
that.
Look to charge less.
They always charge less.
They always look to cover more and charge less. That's what their motto is.
So he just went by Acme Party and Tent Rental. I told John Loughran to stop that car. He said I turned him around, invited him for tacos. And
nice
he
try.
Didn't stop. What are you thinking about when you're in a car? When you're the car in a car chase, what exactly?
All right, so you probably take off because you know you've got warrants and you don't want to get caught. I mean, like, you don't want to go to jail. And all you're doing is making sure that your jail trip is going to be more painful, more charges,
you know,
more expensive, and longer stay.
Cops love when you make them drive around following you all
day. They're in super good moods.
They
when
love
they catch
that.
You. Have you ever noticed when they catch up?
Your elbow on the back of your neck while your face is in the pavement.
Hey, so when I was in San Francisco last February, we were there, and the driver of our Uber actually was a guy who played for Tony Barone. He was at the Aggies. He was a basketball player. Awesome, awesome driver. We had a great time talking to him. Hold on a second.
Oh, here it is.
Slowing down.
Did they flatten the tires?
Snap. No, it's just traffic. So anyway, we're on this street called 6th Street in San Francisco, and we're like we're kind of stopped, and we're headed to the airport. We're leaving. And he tells us, there's four of us in the car. He said, "This street's kind of crazy. You never know what's going to happen on this street." Swear to God. No more than 1 minute later, as we're waiting there, we see a guy in the middle of traffic, and he's got like the bottom bumper of a car, and police are surrounding him, and he's holding it in his hand, and he throws it at the cops, and he's got no shirt on, and he takes off running down the street towards us. One cop pulls his gun. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to fire. We're going to get killed by stray bullets fired into. And he just went straight Baker Mayfield. This cop just had an angle on him and just chopped his knot. Got him down, and man, the forearm shivers to make sure he stayed down. I was like, woo.
Cops don't like when you throw bumpers at a cop, he hates that.
Yep. I've never seen that move, if I'm being honest.
I know he stopped in traffic. How can we not catch him? Okay.
There's a way for the gas.
You
to
always
run out.
Now see, they changed all the rules about car chases where you can't go 1,000 miles an hour anymore.
Where are we?
Because people are in danger.
Oh, they've lost the chase.
Oh my God.
The cameraman. Where are they?
Oh no, there. Oh, there he is. All you got to do is find the cops.
John, what do you think the success rate? Like, if you had to guess of if they had some analytics for police chases, what is the success percentage of police chases?
It's really high, but there is a way.
It's really high as the failure rate.
Is the failure rate.
Yeah.
But the way to get away with it.
Yep.
You drive into a parking garage with a semi waiting.
Right.
And you drive up into the semi.
Yep.
Okay. Closes the door. The semi pulls out. Okay. Nobody knows.
Another semi
pulls in
front so that the cops can't get by.
T-bones.
And then he can just keep going. You know, needed a little bit of time.
And this is how you get away.
I've seen it work like that before, actually.
Works every time.
It's
but you got to have this
been
plan.
On movies, but yeah.
Or you got to have buddies. You're calling them in the car. Hey, get the semi ready.
Yeah.
In the parking garage. I'll be there in about, before I run out of gas.
Most bank robbers get away with it when they're being chased by cops,
just
is what I've found.
Every time.
Especially in the first 14 to 18
minutes
of the
movie. Do we know why he's being chased? No one knows why he's being chased. Does anybody know?
God, I wish that was Baby Driver.
He would get away with it.
He's already done. Where'd he go? Yeah. We'd already be done talking about this. Yeah. Let's get back to the phone calls.
Right.
I'd be sitting down.
Yeah, and then we could look at Eliza Gonzalez, too. That would be totally sweet. If she was in this,
did you see what Joe Biden said?
Yeah, he's gonna kick Trump's ass.
I'd beat the hell out of Trump if we were in high school. Like, Joe, what's wrong? You're like 68 years old, and he's running up on. He's like, man, if we were in high school, like, dude, who are you? Calm down.
Just because Amy Poehler loves you doesn't mean you can kick Trump's ass. Okay.
He's just talking about if we were in high school. Joe, man, that was like 52 years ago.
Yeah, right.
You got to.
We were in high school. Like,
you can't be like. Run up, Trump! Run up! You catch these two-piece. Biden. Okay.
Biden was woke in high school. Hey, we ain't talking about women's private parts in high school. Okay, Biden was woke.
Was he?
Yeah, he was. Del, stop saying no. I can
Del
say
doesn't
woke.
Like when you say woke.
Everybody loves when I say
Del
woke.
Del hates when you say woke.
All right, 713-780-3776. Yes, and we're going to do – why don't you give John Clay Wolf a call, and we'll do a little – it's called a radio spot. That's what we call them here in the business. It's a radio spot. So we will do that with GiveMeTheVIN.com. Give him a call, and let's find out if we can get John Clay Wolf on to talk about this car chase. Maybe this car will be for sale after this little chase. Would you want to buy a car that was in a car chase? Yes.
I never thought about it.
At some point, it ran out of gas. That's the only thing that we know about this car. that is wrong with it, because when a car runs out of gas, it's not good for it.
Yeah.
But there is absolutely.
This driver actually is driving fairly responsibly for getting away from the police.
Yeah.
He's driving at a very reasonable speed.
You just all the cops hope,
inside the line.
All the cops hope is that he didn't have a full tank of gas when he started.
If I'm being honest here, I wouldn't raise his rates if I were an insurance company based on the way he's driving, because he is being a careful, you know, for being chased by the police.
Yeah, no, he's being.
This is not the speed you usually drive to get away from cops.
This is OJ speed.
Yeah,
it
no
really
doubt.
Is.
Yeah, no
are
doubt.
People standing on the overpasses cheering this dude on? You think?
No.
No?
We don't have that many.
Can we
overpasses.
Speculate who's
We're
in
very
the car?
Few
Maybe some celebrities
here.
In it? Can we speculate?
Ken Giles?
No.
Oh.
Ken Giles is not
Is he trying to get away from a safe situation? Is that where he's driving right now? AJ Hinch and Ken Giles following him?
No.
Oh.
That is not A.J. Hinch and Ken Giles following.
Uh-oh. Police.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
hey,
oh,
wait,
no.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no,
Don't
wait a
go
minute.
To John Clay Wolf
that's,
yet.
That's taxpayer money.
So they just, what the police did is they just tried to hit him on the side of the, and spin
he hit
his
him.
Car.
He hit the side of the
well,
car.
Well, now if Trey were here.
Oh, now he's pulling over because there's an accident.
Oh, yeah, that is a, he did get shook. Hold on, it stopped. He's pulled over. And he's going to – basically what the guy is trying to do is say, I'm sorry you hit my vehicle. Can I get your insurance information? he's going to ask the officer for insurance information. You just hit my vehicle.
Yeah.
We're in a chase. What are you talking about? I've been driving 45 the whole time.
Well,
it is true. He hasn't even been speeding.
Listen, he can put up with everything but an accident, okay?
Yeah, like –
there is no way
I'm sorry.
He's going to break the
I
law.
I swear to God he got hit.
Accident.
They tried to spin him by hitting his bumper, and he immediately pulled over, and he's asking for
– Now, you know what?
He's out of the car. He's asking for the policeman's information.
Yeah.
He's taking pictures of the insurance card right
on
now.
On the side of the car.
Well, and other cops
panel.
Have guns pointed on him. That's the other thing.
Let me take a picture first before you arrest me.
Can I get your cups? Driver's license number?
All right. So I'm not buying that car anymore.
No.
Here's the deal. John Clay Wolf might not either, but he knows the damage that's done because he saw it with his own human eyes.
Yep.
Here's the deal, though. If you want to sell your car, John Clay Wolf, if it's been in a high-speed chase, I don't know. As long as it wasn't hit by the police, I think you could still sell it. Here's the deal. You can sell your car, though, but you have to reveal all the problems, like, quarter panel damage in a car chase. But you need to give John Clay Wolf a shout because you want to get as much as you possibly can from whatever car that you're trading in. If you're going to a dealership, you like a car that you want to buy, all that stuff, that's okay. You can still do the deal, the trade-in, through John Clay Wolf. Because I'm telling you, chances are that dealership is not paying you full value. That's where they make their money. They are not going to pay you full value for that vehicle. John Clay Wolf is going to give you the most. He promises that. And if he can't beat CarMax, he's going to send you $100. All at GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. The low-speed car chase is now, slow-speed car chase is now stopped. Dude is at Kirby and 610, and he stopped. The cop hit him. He stopped, pulled over to the side of the road, and then he drove about 100 feet or so and stopped
but
again.
But he had his hands out as to show them, like, it literally is like you're doing where you say, I want to get a better
– well,
I want to pull off into a safer spot.
Well, yeah. There's a drone right in front of us.
And he's driving
and now he's
slowly
off
again.
Nice.
But it's not fast.
No, he's a slow speed chase.
No, I mean, he's driving 4 miles an hour.
Why wouldn't they?
Oh, is it the tires? Oh, yeah. Look
at
that back
tire,
left.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a wrap, sir.
Yeah, you're
that
done.
Back left tire. Probably while he was stopped, they probably gunned that tire.
Probably.
What's that? The hit maneuver did it?
Really? Oh, sweet. So he's got a flat tire. Dude's done.
Sometimes,
why are you driving off again? What do you just get out?
If this were racing, Dell was they might very be able to make a pit
Dell
stop
was very
fast.
Disappointed to find out. Dell was very disappointed to find out he was one of his people. And he said, you ain't getting out of that car. Your chances are much greater.
Wait. Now he's got the door open while the car is actually driving. What is he doing right now?
I don't know. This is
like I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah. Is he going to roll out?
No, I mean, seriously. He can't, like, what's he doing? He's just delaying it.
This is just silly.
But he's got the door open.
It always
he's
works out car. For the best. Any cop
It's
chase.
Almost like he's going to jump out and roll. Like, you're not going to escape.
Yeah, he's.
Oh, is that what he's doing? He's going to try to run across. Is that why he's.
Dude.
So he may be. He's setting himself up to run on foot, maybe.
Yeah, that's always a good move. That always works out. Underneath the overpass so the helicopter can't see him. It's a perfect move. Okay?
This is what we've seen in movies.
The car will.
Oh, come. He is doing. I can't see anything.
No.
Oh, there we go. No. This is good.
This
radio.
Is terrible. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to call in here. He is. We got a low speed chase, so it's very difficult to concentrate. We're live at Cowboys and Indians, 1901 Taft. 1901 Taft. Come on by and hang out with us today.
Cool
this
deck.
Is the place
really
to watch
cool
your
deck.
Games tonight.
It's a great deck out there.
They really do.
Yeah.
Really do. Great. Hey, I am going to eat here for the first time, and Haas is going to tell me what the best burger is in the joint. Okay. He said, no, you're leaving. I called him an Aggie already. I called him a Cavalier. Keep leaving Cavalier
Man.
Fan. All right.
He said, you can leave after you're done. He just said, take your ass on out of here.
So he's like, oh, yeah, you think I'm feeding you? Watch this. So anyway, we're going to be here. We want you to come on by, hang out with us. All the show's going to be here all day long, right up until 7 o'clock. The game started 6, all right, with Loyola and Nevada. Who you like in that one?
I actually like Loyola.
I do too.
I think Nevada's escaped. I think Loyola
they
looks like
escaped.
They had a feisty game against Miami, ahead, behind, pull it out at the end. I like them in that one. So
yeah.
That's going to be – what is Loyola? What seed are they?
11, I want to say.
Yeah, right?
Loyola's 11.
Yeah, yeah. So there's an 11 that could get to the Elite Eight.
How about that? Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
I liked it better when it was grade 8.
I know.
It rhymes. Who cares if it's E and E?
No.
Let's go back
and
to grade 8.
It's not alliteration because it's Elite
right.
and 8.
Let's go back
that's
to
not,
grade 8.
Yeah.
I like them to get to the grade 8. What other games? Let's
that's
go.
What I've always said, too.
What other games?
Aggies.
I like the Aggies. That's a good against Gonzaga, right?
No.
No, not
Michigan.
Against – that's the next game. Yeah, Michigan, not Gonzaga. The Aggies, I definitely like against Michigan. I was so unimpressed with Michigan in round one and round two. Not impressed. Now, maybe a different Michigan team shows up because you do have all that week to prep and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But
Billy
Kennedy's a good coach, and the Aggies, I just think the Aggies look – I think they look like a better team.
But this happens all the time. A team that plays poorly the first weekend, they come back.
Right.
And now, it
Who's
also what also happens too, team that plays poorly is actually playing poorly, and they lose. So I don't know which one. But the Aggies, the way that they dominated North Carolina –
I mean, dominated.
This was a top five basketball team at the beginning of the season.
Yep.
He had injuries. He had suspensions.
Yep.
He had a lot of problems during this. And they went on. They had the doldrums. And then all of a sudden they come back. Wait a minute. This is really
well,
their basketball
team. Well,
this
is who team. They are now.
That's right.
I mean, I think they're better than Michigan.
They're better than Michigan. And they may be better than Gonzaga. I'm going to tell you, I think they're one of the favorites to get not only to the Final Four, but to the championship game.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't see why they can't beat Kentucky. I don't see why they can't beat Gonzaga or Michigan. I don't see why that the way that they're playing, if they continue to play. I mean, Robert Williams is a, if not a lottery pick, just outside the lottery.
Uh-huh.
This dude could play, and he's showing up, and he's windmill dunking everybody.
That dunk was awesome.
Yeah, a couple
in
of
in-game
yeah.
windmill.
Yeah, awesome stuff. So that's tonight, and you can watch it right here in an Aggie restaurant and bar, Cowboys and Indians. Cowboys and Indians right here. Come on by.
It's not an Aggie bar.
It's you're, not? What?
No, you're doing that intentionally to pick at Haas.
Oh, it's a Cougs bar.
Yeah.
Well, they're not playing, so turn it into an Aggie bar so people come. okay?
If you're a Cougs, how about if it
was? What if it was? If the Cougs would have actually made a free throw and won, Cougs and Aggies tonight?
That would have been awesome.
That would have been totally sweet.
Make a free throw.
Yeah, you'd had a huge. Yeah, this place
the way,
would be packed.
You know who I'm hearing bad stuff about? Like, not bad stuff, but the running back from USC.
Ronald Jones.
Ronald Jones? Ronald Jones disrespected, I think I told you about this, Charles Haley. It was during the Super Bowl, and Charles Haley's trying to talk to him. Ronald, like, hey, Ronald, this is Charles Haley. I know you're a lifelong Cowboy fan. He didn't know who Charles Haley was. Okay, he's younger,
He got on his phone.
And so Charles started to talk to him, and he goes, let me just start checking my text messages. And Haley's trying to talk to him, and the kid's not even paying attention. Haley lost it, they say, on him, up in a suite at a party. Then word on the streets is that at Pro Day yesterday, teams are talking to him, and he just turned around and just left. Like, nah, I don't want to go to your teams. And just walked away. He didn't say, I don't want to go to your teams. They're trying to talk to him, and he just decided this is over. I'm leaving. How dumb can you be?
Wow. Now, I'll tell you this
about him. Wait a minute now.
I don't know if he's smart. Hey. I do know this.
Okay.
Dude has got some.
He's talented.
He has got a burst. Like, he is really, really talented. I don't know if you can fade his head.
Well, you better say what's happening here on the this guy is now turning headfirst into the cops.
What is wrong with
I don't
with
know
this
what he's
guy?
Doing.
Why don't the cops just...
But this guy is now turned. Now he's reversing. He has no plan. This is a poorly planned escape.
I'm going
to
say
like you
now,
said, John, where's the semi to drive into?
I'm going to say it now. Dude's on bath salts.
You don't drive like that. He's actually driving very slowly.
That's it. He's on
spice.
He's on.
He's driving on that spice.
Yeah.
That
synthetic weed.
Synthetic weed. He's on
that
spice.
No, there's no question. That's what he was looking for.
Total
we got to look at him in the car, and he was looking for his synthetic weed or crack.
You know
I
what? The
know
cops
it.
Are now starting to roll up a little tighter on him. I've noticed.
Why don't they just park in front of him?
I don't know.
I guess you're afraid he's got a gun and he'll shoot you. I guess, but. My thought is, don't let him go anywhere. That's all.
Sam Darnold, by the way, has locked himself in.
He's
my
the number
opinion,
one.
He had a good workout, good enough. I think he's going to lock in now at number one. Yeah.
All right. On your network yesterday, Deshaun Watson had a lot to say. So let's do Harrison. You got that ready? Let's do that on the other
Ooh,
side. Deshaun
I'm
Watson.
To hear what my guy Deshaun said on my network.
On your network NFL Network, he was on yesterday. So let's hear from Deshaun next right here on ESPN 97.5.
Let me tell you something about Men's Tee Clinic. It's right down the road from where I am right now. As a matter of fact, you can go to the Heights location, which is I-10 in Durham, 1801. Or maybe you are in Pearland and you want to go to 288 in Discovery Bay. Maybe, instead, you are in Cypress at 290 in Barker, Cypress. Those are the three locations for Men's Tee Clinic. And every one of them have great providers there who can get you tested quickly to find out where your testosterone level is. If it's low, they can get you taken care of and get you treatment that will quickly alleviate those energy issues that you have. In most cases, people feel a substantial boost of energy within the first 3 days. I did. I can tell you that. But within a couple of months, if you start doing even light workouts, you're going to start noticing the difference in your lean muscle mass. Because low testosterone means you're robbed of the ability to convert belly fat to lean muscle mass. Well, when your testosterone goes back up, it has a positive impact on libido, on lean muscle mass, on cognitive processing, on so many things, energy level, and just overall drive, so that you can get back to being the real you. Men's Tee Clinic does that for you. It did it for me. I promise you it can do it for you, and you find out within minutes where you tested in terms of the testosterone level. If you have any doubts about whether or not your testosterone level is where it should be, that's something as a guy you should absolutely get taken care of, because there is a solution, and it's at Men's Tee Clinic. 713-568-1175, or go to menstclinic.com.
I make big money. I drive big cars. Everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie.
No BDO.
B
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Live at Cowboys and Indians. Come hang with us. You're more than welcome. 1901 Taft, just south of Gray. If you're looking West Gray, if you're looking for a great place to come, get your eat and drink on. Haas, a very nice guy, going to have all the people in here today. Great deck. What a great deck. Outside, you can hang out there. You can choke down some heaters while you're outside, right? That's the best thing about being at a bar, a deck outside, is you can smoke and just kill yourself. While you're drinking and killing your liver.
I don't know that that's the best thing.
Lungs and liver.
I think the weather and the nice weather and stuff has more to do with it than smoking cigarettes.
So
you don't smoke cigarettes anymore?
No. I've quit a long time ago.
I know.
20-some years ago. So Deshaun Watson was on your network yesterday, Lance.
Yep.
He talked about he's doing some running now. He's throwing to receivers. He's got guys that are there. He doesn't think he'll be ready for OTAs, full go, but he's going to be ready, thinks week one, for training camp. All is good. Life is good. All of that stuff. And his interviewer, I don't know who she is, but she did a nice job. She asked him then, okay, what's the biggest thing as far mentally? What's the biggest thing that you took away from last year and now going forward that you will be better at? And here's Deshaun.
I think the biggest difference is defensive recognition, really mastering what defenses are trying to do versus not just myself but the whole offense, what they're trying to do with, D-Hop. Are they trying to, bracket him, what they're going to do with Will Fuller and what different things they try to, create. Mistakes for us to, do on the offensive side and really picking up with that.
Did you talk to Tyron at all before he signed with you guys? Because it sounded like you factored into his decision whether you talked to him or not.
We talked here and there. And then when I heard that, he was leaving Arizona and we were, one of the top teams on his list, of course, I sent him a message and saying, we'd love to have you in H-Town and you can help us out. And then I seen him yesterday also in the facility after he decided that he wanted to come, to Houston. So we always had a cool relationship. He's been a guy that I've always been looking up to since I was in high school. So it was awesome to kind of get him on the squad.
What about the draft? You played.
That's it. That was Deshaun Watson on NFL Network. Credit to NFL Network. I don't think we have to credit them, though, since you're like their main employee, since you're their number one guy. But we'll do it anyway. He did definitely help. Tyrann Mathieu would not be here if it wasn't for Deshaun Watson. I think that's pretty safe to say. I think guys want to go where they got a chance.
If he took a lesser deal, yeah.
I think guys are going to go where they got a chance to win. Not only that, but where they'll look good. We made this point before. Mm-hmm. He's going to have a better pass rush here. When healthy, this front seven is as good as it gets in the NFL. Maybe not the Vikings, maybe not the Eagles. Not with J.J. not being J.J.
Well, if J.J. were to somehow be J.J. By the way, happy birthday, Captain America. I know you wanted to wish him happy birthday also, John.
I don't wish grown men happy birthday.
John said during the break he wanted to wish J.J. happy birthday.
I never said that.
Well, now the guy is I don't know what's happening. We'll keep you informed on this car chase. This is the longest.
Worst car chase I've ever seen.
He just refuses to give in.
Just get out.
If he gets away, it's going to be the greatest escape in the history of car chases.
How can he get away? Easily. Both back tires are flat, aren't they?
What?
Oh, is that what he did? He pistol whipped a woman. Well, that's unfortunate. Good Lord.
Well, that means he's got a pistol. That means this thing may not end very – and
there he
stopped.
Out.
The door's open.
The door's open. Door's open, dude. No. You're not going anywhere. Guess what?
Should we do play-by-play on the car chase stuff?
I don't know, but all I know is it's so boring. This is the worst car chase I've ever seen. Where's Baby Driver? We need Baby Driver.
Oh, I don't like. By the way, man, I do not like how this could end. If he pistol whips somebody.
Yeah. No, dude is in some trouble, I think. Yeah, I guess he's got nothing to lose. Why would I get out? I got nothing to lose. I pistol whipped a woman. I'm a POS, and I'm going to get my ass handed to me by the cops and in prison.
He keeps opening the door, and they close it, and he drives off like, ha ha, just bought myself some more time. And then he's driving. You know what? Nah, if he's throwing stuff out, they've got all day to look. Right now, people could walk next to his car. That's how slow he's going. They could walk next to him like it's a float, like it's a float of some kind, but the float is. You know, like, hey, where are we going to be in the parade? Well, we got a float with a – actually, it's a stolen car float and a pistol-whipping float. But you can walk next to that one if you want. It's just going to be going down 610 eastbound.
This is the worst car chase ever. Ever.
Yeah. I'm sorry, John, that we couldn't get a more aggressive car chase for
you. That would be awesome. In and out of traffic, running people over. That would be an awesome car chase. This blows.
Yeah.
I don't want any part of this car
chase.
We'll let
you know if something happens.
All right. So, So
as far as Deshaun is concerned, and so if J.J. were to come, if Captain America, happy birthday, as John said, if he did come back at 100%, well, then the Texans are one of the favorites in the AFC. They legitimately are. Because I don't think your offensive line had to get a whole lot better when they already were able to do some things last year. I mean, they did run the ball decent. They are going to make some moves this year in the draft. I do think they'll draft a player in the third round who may play on the offensive line, may play at running back. I don't know what's going to happen with Deontay Foreman because Foreman got hurt late in the season with – and now Bill O'Brien said he's on pace to come back, but I don't know that that's a lock. They could look at running back, by the way, in the third round.
Is he a feature back?
Deontay Foreman, I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know. I haven't seen enough. I like what I saw.
I like what I saw, too. But I don't know. Hey, it certainly didn't seem like Bill O'Brien was all in on him.
Well, I think that had less to do with football and more to do with approach.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
Well, when
you know,
he walked out with DeAndre Hopkins.
One smart. You don't
when
have
you're
the
a
juice.
Rookie, don't do that.
You don't have the juice to do that.
No.
Oh, dude, is he going to jump over the overpass to his death?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. No. He pulled up right next to.
Now,
dude,
No. He's being shielded by the car. That's a smart move. He's being he pulled up to the side rail.
Oh my!
And turned the car a little right.
So he's right up next to a side.
So
rail
he's not
going to
get jumped, but he's not going to get shot. But he's going to jump over the side.
I don't know. That's my. I mean,
boy, this will be fun to watch. I mean, by fun, I mean you know,
terrible.
It's not a good thing. Well, the dude pistol whipped a woman. You know what? I'm not going to feel real bad. I'm not going to feel real bad about him.
So as I was saying with Deshaun Watson.
And he's really terrible at car chases. Okay. Strike two.
He's really terrible at car chases.
Anyway, so, yeah.
This guy has no plan.
No.
Like, he is just constantly like, well, should I? Nah, no. Right? Should I pull up here and make a run for it? No. I can tell you this. It's gone on this long. I'm really worried that it's not going to end with, you know what, I just need to get out and put my hands behind my back and lay on the ground. If it's gone on this long and he hasn't given in, I have a feeling that mind is rushing right now and racing and something really bad is going
to
happen.
He's trying to figure out a way to end this, that all of it.
On his terms. We'll see.
Right, it ain't going to end well.
We'll see.
No matter what, it's not ending well.
No.
Dude's wasting everybody's time driving 2 miles an hour in a car chase.
I honestly believe the Patriots, this is the beginning of the end for the Patriots.
I don't.
You think Gronkowski's going to keep playing?
I've been hearing this, and I just –
Tom Brady's
gonna,
over 40, and Gronkowski is, like, on the verge of leaving. What?
And they're going to be the best team in the AFC again next year.
I'm not going to say that. I think Jacksonville will be.
I don't.
And I think Jacksonville, I think there is a chance now. They've addressed their needs. Jacksonville now has enough firepower to where they can say, you know what? We don't have any glaring needs right now.
What do you think of the Texans?
Let's go get Lamar Jackson and play a little zone read game with him with different packages.
I like it.
Because you know what? You can run the same offense with him that you ran with Blake Bortles. That's what Blake ran.
What do you think of Allen Hurns?
I just think
He would improve the Texans.
I think, you know, he wasn't getting to play a whole lot last year.
He will improve the Texans. He's better than their fifth
guy. He wasn't
guy.
Better than Keelan Cole. They had Keelan Cole playing ahead of him.
Well, and he's better than the Texans' fourth guy.
Who's their fourth guy right now?
Well, it looks like
Miller's – no, it's Ellington Miller's 3, Miller's guy. 4th, yeah.
He's better than their
By the
fourth
way,
guy.
Ellington re-signed in case – we had something we didn't talk about. But By the you way. Got Ellington, Miller, and then you got Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins, and I don't even know who 5 is right now off the top of my head.
Sammy Coates.
That can't be 5. They just picked him up, but that – Sammy Coates is the worst ball tracker I've ever seen. I kept watching, and he's a 4.3 40 guy, right? Big, fast. Every pass would fall off of his fingers,
dude.
And he slows down like he can't track a football deep, and he's got so many drops, it's horrific. And then that's all he did with the Pittsburgh Steelers, drop factory.
And this is their fifth option. I'm telling you, this is their fifth option. That's one that it's so underrated. How the lack of depth at wide receiver for this team. By the way, Will Fuller is not a number two on a good on a great football
Might
team.
Be. He scored a bunch of touchdowns last year.
Yeah, when Deshaun was there.
Well,
Deshaun.
Yeah, when he had a quarterback, that's part of the.
Yeah, well, DeAndre Hopkins, was good without a quarterback.
Not with Brock Osweiler.
He was with Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, with Hoyer, but yeah. Not with Brock Osweiler.
Well, nobody was good with Brock Osweiler.
I know, but they would only throw to him the rookie season. You know what I'm saying? Like. Once Brock got out and it was Hoyer, Hoyer would only throw to DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
He wouldn't throw to Fuller. Here's what I said about Sammy Coates. Big, fast, and raw. Vertical wide receiver with the ability to hit big plays and have dominant games. Coates must be coached to trust his quarterback and run through his deep routes in order to reach his potential. He has early round traits and late round receiving skills right now. But the upside will be hard to pass on and could pay off in a big way. He will be tethered to the jugs machine in rookie camp. Apparently it didn't work.
All right, let's take a break. We are live at Cowboys and Indians, heading in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll be joined by Sports Map on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I want to talk right now about Trailer Wheel and Frame. Those are my peeps over there at Trailer Wheel and Frame. I love what they're doing. If you haven't seen, they're building 3 new bays just dedicated solely to pickup trucks. You're looking for that pickup. You got that pickup truck. You got a new one. Here's what I tell everybody. Buy it from the dealership bare bones because you get all of the accessories at Trailer Wheel and Frame. If you think you're going to get a better deal on accessories at a dealership, you could not be more wrong, my friend. That bed liner, that toolbox, that gun rack, that grill guard, everything they've got at Trailer Wheel and Frame. They've got every that you put on your hitch. On the back of your pickup at Trailer Wheel and Frame. You're going to do that anyway, so you might as well do it all at Trailer Wheel and Frame. When you buy a bare bones and you get the Mate Co. products, you're going to say, wow. And when you take a look, go to the website and see for yourself. Don't trust me. Just go to the website and see all of these accessories for your pickup, and you're going to love them. I'm telling you this right now. You will save a bunch of money if you do what I'm telling you by getting all your accessories for your pickup at Trailer Wheel and Frame. 8222 I-45 North, that's the Canino exit, trailerwheel.com. Sophisticated game, and you know all of the best spots to eat.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot. But it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox.
Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.